You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A University of Otago study surveyed 1,000 people about food waste. The study found that people wasted more food if the meal was expensive, longer in duration, or at dinner time. However, it did find that a key reason behind reducing food waste for people was saving money. I spoke to lead author of the study and industry representative of the Otago University Food Waste Research Team, Francesca Goodman-Smith, about her study. I was particularly interested in hearing how a focus on saving money could change the focus of food waste campaigns. I began by asking Francesca to explain the study and what it was all about.
Yeah, sure thing. So we surveyed 1,001 consumers about their last eating occasion. So people were asked to think about the last time they ate out at a restaurant or cafe, and then lots of different questions were asked about that. So some of the interesting things that we looked into was the factors or situational factors of the eating occasion. So how expensive the meal was, how long the meal was, and what time of day it was. And then we also asked them about what factors might have motivated them to reduce food waste when they were eating out. So the key focus of the study was looking at the thing that we call plate waste, which is the food that customers leave on their plates when they're eating in cafes and restaurants.
So I understand that there was a finding that more expensive meals were wasted. What could explain this?
Yeah, so I think it's a couple of different factors at play. So I think it comes down to both personal circumstances and also social norms. So, for example, if you think about eating out in a mid-range restaurant, you might not feel so bad to ask to take your food home with you, you know, ask for a container and put it in. But if you're eating out at a sort of more expensive establishment, there might be a bit of stigma around asking to take your leftovers home or asking to modify a meal. You might not feel as comfortable in that environment. The other thing is when you're eating out at a more expensive place, it may be that you have more disposable income to spend, and therefore you're not really placing the same value on that food for actually nourishing you as you might if money was a bit tighter and, you know, you really were eating for the purpose of getting full and feeding your body. It might be more for entertainment, and therefore the value is a bit different that you're putting on that food.
How can food waste reduction be a focus for both the consumer of food but also those businesses that are running food outlets and are having people come in and have food and potentially not take it away if they do leave food on their plates?
Yeah, sure. So actually, really interestingly, the University of Otago a couple of years ago did a study on what would motivate cafe and restaurant owners or managers to actually reduce food waste. The really interesting thing was that they were also motivated by saving money. And in this study we did, the main motivator across all demographics to reduce food waste when eating out for people was saving money. So there's like a really nice alignment there between the motivators for businesses and the motivators for consumers. So from a business perspective, you can, if you're not putting out food onto people's plates that's then getting wasted, you don't have to order that extra food. So you can save money at an ordering end. You also don't have to pay to dispose of that food. So there's cost-saving elements there. There's also like a reputational element. So if people see that you care about the planet, you're trying to help them reduce their food waste, it might build up that kind of those sort of brownie points in terms of a social responsibility kind of message that you're giving off to customers. Then, like on the flip side, from a consumer perspective, you know, going to a restaurant where they actually proactively offer you a doggy bag to take home your leftovers in, or say, you know, we've got a range of portion sizes depending on how hungry you're feeling, or how about you substitute out your sides if you don't feel like this, you could have this instead. So it's actually, you know, that collaboration between the business and the consumer, both motivated by saving money and preventing food waste. But it's sort of how you find that nice sweet spot that, you know, you're both working towards the same goal and the overarching thing that you're trying to achieve, reducing food waste, gets done.
I know you just spoke then about the cost impacts of food waste. Why is it important to look at this as well as the environmental impacts?
Yeah, so I think it's really about leaning into what motivates people. So we found that irrespective of age, irrespective of gender, everyone was motivated more by saving money, motivated to reduce their food waste. So it doesn't mean that you can't also tap into, you know, this is a good thing for the environment and for the planet by reducing food waste. But I think people can quite clearly draw that association between I paid money for that food, I'm leaving that food on my plate, therefore I'm wasting money. So if we think about how to frame up campaigns to encourage people to reduce food waste, if we can say, you know, this is an opportunity for you to save money, I think that more people will take action.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think I'd just like to say that reducing food waste is the number one action that people can take to reduce the effects of climate change. So the really cool thing about that is everyone can do it. It's, you know, it's something that you can see the difference. And by reducing food waste, you can save money. So I think, you know, there's lots of different ways to look at it, whether you're motivated by doing something for the planet, whether you're just trying to save your pennies. You know, there's something there for everybody, and I think it's looking at food waste reduction as a massive opportunity. And so if we can encourage people and frame it really positively that, you know, there's always benefits for you if you reduce food waste, I think that, you know, we can see some really amazing results.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.